and it's suddenly August. We're back on the John DeBella Show, the daily podcast. It's here. We started off the week by talking about the big Mega Millions or billion lottery that was finally claimed over the weekend by someone obviously not here. We would not be hearing us. A collection of celebrities are certainly not hearing us this morning. We covered their demise over the weekend. Albuquerque, do you know how to spell it? Steve and I failed, and so did some townsfolk as well. Cindy's cat was annoying her all night. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd like we kick off every week with. And Song Stories today featured 19th Nervous Breakdown by The Stones. A cat food company is offering people a fancy feast of their own. And we played Little Kid or Drunk Adult once again. Here it all is. It's the Daily Podcast.
Boy, oh boy. First off, obviously, I did not win the lottery.
Yeah.
I'm here today. All right. Obviously.
Did anybody?
Somebody in Illinois. Somebody. So now we don't know if that body is a group or a person yet, and we probably will not know for a while. Right. But somebody in Illinois won the whole damn thing.
Good for them. I hope it was a massive, like, 1,000-person office.
Exactly. Well, did you get the email about the company one?
Yeah.
Greg's, yeah.
Yeah, what was it, 56 tickets we ended up buying? Something
was that what it was?
I didn't see that.
No. Yeah, I didn't see the final tally.
Oh, my God.
$2 each. Insane.
Right. Yeah. It was insane. And of the tickets I bought personally, I think I'm going to say about 10. I probably bought maybe 15 tickets personally.
Is that what they are? Yeah. $2 each?
Oh, yeah, $2 each.
Okay.
All right. And one number. We got one number out
is
of
that right?
15 tickets.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's out of what? Six numbers, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, five in the Powerball.
Yeah. So just how tough it is.
Right. You know, just like, wow. Uh-huh.
Dang.
And by the way, you know, it wasn't a great weekend for winning, except for one person, and it wasn't a great weekend for living. I don't know if you've heard. Boy, they were dropping like flies this weekend.
Saw a couple.
Nichelle Nichols Uhura from Star Trek.
Okay.
She passed away. That woman did more for race relations and furthering, you know.
She was Catwoman, too, right? In the Adam West 60s Batman.
Was she
I believe
really?
So. I think so.
Wow. Maybe one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, no, because there was a
bunch of them. Because there was
a bunch of them. Yeah, there was a bunch
Eartha
of
Kitt? Actresses. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
That's exactly who you're thinking of. Eartha Kitt was it. Right, Bill Russell, basketball player.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yep. I got to meet him once.
Really?
I was out in L.A. for some music convention, and it was this big party, and I'm just sitting there having a drink, and guy's sitting next to me. He says, "What are you doing here?" And I said, I'm in radio, and we do this music thing. I said, "What are you doing here?" He says, "Oh, I used to play I said, "Wait a second, you're Bill Russell.
I win championships.
I won
over and over and over and over again."
You know, he was sitting. How could I tell?
Yeah.
Right? You know. And then lastly, Pat Carroll, who was the woman who played
Ursula
in The Little Mermaid.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a cool character.
She's gone also, right? She was 95 years old. God bless her. God bless them all. These were great people, and we will never replace the likes of them. I am not the world's greatest speller. I could pronounce most words, but spelling them is a bitch. And I don't even depend on, like, spell check. I've got Dave and Steve in the office, and I'll always turn to them and go, "Hey, how do you spell?"
It's a daily occurrence.
All right. So how do you spell Albuquerque?
A-L-B-E-Q-U. Is there? I think there's an R.
Is there an R before the Q?
Okay. A-L-B-E-R-Q-U-E. Q-U-E?
Oh, that's tough. I feel like it's a word I have to write out.
All right. It's actually A-L-B-U-Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E.
B-U.
That really threw me. Now, one would think, and I can understand how this is a tough word. Most people would get this one wrong.
Right. You don't use it every day.
But one would think that the Department of Transportation in New Mexico would have it down.
You would think. you would hope.
Right? Well, drivers on Route 66 at Interstate 40 were kind of, thrown when they saw that this was the exit for Albuquerque.
That sounds fun.
Better than what it could have been.
Yeah.
They basically left the R out.
Yeah. Right? Add a couple K's in there.
That's it. Just Albu. So it would be Albuquerque. Albuquerque. Right.
Okay.
There's no R. It's Albuquerque.
It sounds fun. Like a fun resort town.
Yeah. Let's go to Albuquerque this weekend.
Great tiki bars.
Right. That's terrific.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy is here now, so let me get this straight. You woke up 2 hours early and stayed awake?
Yes, because the freaking cat, who I love, was meowing outside my bedroom door for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you open the bedroom door?
All right.
I opened the door at one point and looked at her, and I was as if to say, shut up. But it didn't work
for some reason.
She didn't understand.
Did you shut the bedroom door after you told her to shut up?
I did.
There's your problem. What, leave it open. Like, what was the...
I cannot sleep with cats because they just, like, randomly cough up hairballs constantly, especially on the bed, so...
Right.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
I may start.
Now, what about former First Lady...
give her the full name. Give her respect. Yeah. Put some respect on her name, John. Former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. I woke up this morning and she was...
I nearly called her. Forget it. Yeah, just go.
She was at the foot of the bed, laying between my feet and Kristen's feet. Didn't make a peep. Yeah.
Oh.
Except at midnight when she does her wind sprints up and down the hallway. Oh, the clock strike midnight!
Gotta run through the house?
Yeah. Just a mouse.
And it is a Monday morning, and you know what we gotta do? Here come your randoms.
And now, it's time for...
Ah!
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, get started, Sin.
Okay, the three largest employers in the world are the U.S. Department of Defense, the Chinese military, and Walmart.
What?
All right.
What? Yep. Oh, my God. Steve?
The Vi in Vicodin comes from the Roman numeral 6, the VI, because Vicodin is 6 times stronger than codeine. I never realized that.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That's cool.
What do you have, Dave?
Most of the indoor scenes in Game of Thrones were filmed in a studio in Northern Ireland that used to be a factory where the Titanic was made.
My Lord.
Yeah.
And lastly this morning, the theme song for Friends was originally supposed to be Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. Mm. But the band decided not to give the show the rights. You have any concept of the amount of money they lost?
Right?
Yeah. They would still be getting paid for that song just from the reruns, right? The producers had their musical director write a song on his own, and he brought in a band called the Remnant, the Rembrandts, to perform it, right? And kept the money all himself. And there you have it, your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, our friend with a truck. They make junk disappear. If you think back to music in 1968, we're dealing with the Rolling Stones this morning and 19th Nervous Breakdown. At that time, this is probably a transitional moment in music because nobody would attack a subject like Mama's drug use in a song. I mean, it just didn't happen. Everything was just, I love you, you love me. That was it. That was all songs. Here's Mick to explain.
It's a bit of a joke song, I think, really. Point is, it's very hard to put yourself back in those periods now, but popular songs didn't really address anything very much. And so to write about anything of the normal run-of-the-mill love cliches was never touched. So you could say anything outside that would shock people. A couple of years after that, things took a sort of turn in a sort of more dark direction. But they were very innocent days.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, there is a restaurant that you might be interested in, especially now that your daughter's living up in New York, and maybe you want to go up there and, you know, take her out to dinner. I think you're going to love this place. It's a pop-up restaurant. It's the only reason why I'm telling you about it now.
All right.
All right. It's called Gatto Bianco.
Sounds fancy.
All right. Okay. Which is Italian for white cat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And the restaurant has been put together by the people at Fancy Feast.
Ew.
<Uh-oh>.
All right. They're opening up a pop-up restaurant in New York next week where all the food is based on their cat food flavors.
Yum.
Right. Only 16 people will get to eat there. They've got a Michelin chef, a one-star Michelin chef, coming up with all the recipes. All right. And there are only going to be 16 people over 2 days. Basically, the main course includes like salmon with saffron risotto, baked sea bass with capers and olives, and braised beef with spinach and polenta.
That sounds pretty good.
That all sounds really great. Right? Also, they're pretty sure that these are all toxic ingredients for cats. lemon panna cotta, espresso ice cream, and chocolate covered almond cake. Three things cats can't have. So you're safe.
Your how is it based off of the fancy, or is this just a fancy fee sponsorship?
It's very possible that they have they have a salmon dish.
Sure.
Well, let's ask the cat lady. Do you use Fancy Feast?
I have occasionally, but I know like some of the other ones, they have like Mariner's Catch, things like that.
Okay.
So, who knows?
Mariner's, right, exactly. All right. Anyway, if you wanted to go, you visit their page at opentable.com, and you got to be there this Thursday at noon, and then they will choose the 16 people from the people who sign up for it. So there you go. Good eating. With your cat, who you'll leave at home.
Meow.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's time once again for Little Kid or Drunk Adult. We get these stories from people who call in and we start to chat for a little bit, and we ask if they have something, and then they will tell us, and we, play it for you, and you've got to figure it out. And if you get it right, Little Kid or Drunk Adult is going to get you a $25 Wendy's gift card. And Misty is our person this morning, and here's what Misty had to say.
I crapped in a hat while driving on a road trip.
Okay, Misty crapped in a hat while driving on a road trip. Let's start off this morning with George. George, what do you think? Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid, John.
Little kid, George says. Hold on, George. All right, let's go on over to Dan. Dan, what are you going with?
Little kid.
Little kid for Dan as well. Hang on. All right, that takes us to Leslie. Leslie, what do you think? Little kid or drunk adult? Leslie, you understand how the phone works. Leslie is gone. Let's move on over to John. John, little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Little kid also. Wow, everybody going little kid this morning. And that leaves us with Diane. Diane, little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Little kid. Oh, everybody's going for little kid. It seems like, we'll have to ask Misty what went down. Little kid or drunk adult, Misty?
I was a drunk adult. My friends and I were heading to the Keys. I ate some sausage for breakfast, and it didn't really agree with me. And I also had a few white Russians, which was really not a good choice. And then once we hit the 7 Mile Bridge, I got a case of bubble guts. And long story short, I could not hold it. And I ended up crapping in my hat because our driver would not pull over.
My God.
It's horrifying.
Bubble gut?
Yeah,
I've never heard that term.
I hate that phrase.
No. Bubble gut.
Right. Chill ran through me.
So nobody got it today. Everybody went with little kid. So Misty basically is the winner. And we'll hold on to those $25.
Is she a winner? Is she, though?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I'm wondering if Steve Winwood would remember me.
Oh.
It just dawned on me. I totally forgot about this. Back in the 80s or so, Steve Winwood was living in Nashville. And my brother-in-law lived in Nashville, and we would go to visit on a regular basis. And without fail, he would be waiting in the waiting area, right, for the next flight out, right, when I was waiting in the waiting area. Pardon me. And one day I said, well, I should introduce myself. And literally every time thereafter, right, that I would go to Nashville, without fail, I would bump into Steve Winwood in the waiting area at the airport, right, to the point it was like, hi, John.
Oh, that's funny.
That's bizarre. Was it like Tom Hanks in Terminal?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what it felt like. 68 degrees outside still. Cloudy this morning. Sun later on. Temperature getting up to 85 degrees. Speaking of later on, of course, the bright side is coming up. And if you got something you want to say, a shout out you need to happen, now's the time to text it in to us, to MGK, MGK. But most importantly, fifth row tickets to see Roger Waters Saturday night. Friday's show is sold out. Saturday, we've got tickets for you. And if you want to be in the fifth row, each day we're moving up a row. And today it's fifth row. We'll give you a chance with that with line after line. But right now,
in the herd,
A Las Vegas woman is behind bars after she stole hundreds of cans of Red Bull energy drink before leading police on a high-speed chase. The chain of events began last Sunday at a Las Vegas Costco where two employees saw a 27-year-old Angela Sharp leaving the store with a shopping cart full of Red Bull cases. When an employee confronted her, Sharp threatened to pepper spray her. The woman stood there as well. She followed her out into the parking lot and stood there as she loaded the stolen cans into the car and then turning around and pepper spraying the woman.
All right.
Employees say Sharp had stolen Red Bull from the store before. Sharp led police on a pursuit speeds of 100 miles an hour. When they finally got her to pull over, they found 200 cans of Red Bull in her trunk. Sharp's arrest report reveals she believes to have stolen thousands of cans during the course of several robberies and told investigators she does it because I'm addicted to Red Bull. Okay.
Oh. In the herd.
No.
No.
All right. Anthony Ragusa.
All right.
He does not know what the WWW in front of a website stands for.
The World Wide Web?
Correct. He does not know that we have it, government has it, insurance investigators also have it, because in 2013, he suffered a fall at work. Afterwards, he had his back injury, said his back injuries made it hard to bend over. He couldn't walk for more than 15 minutes, and he couldn't sit for more than 30 minutes. Since then, he's collected over $200,000 in benefits, and that would have been okay, except on Instagram, that story was different. He was not only ran a limo company. Last time I checked, you have to sit to drive. He was an avid weightlifter, and his wife's social media page was filled with pics and stories about him lifting and training in gyms. After pleading guilty to second-degree larceny, Ragusa will have to pay all the money back and be on probation for 5 years.
Cool.
Wow.
In the herd.
What do you got?
I got a Florida man by the name of Corey Johnson who was arrested on Friday after allegedly stealing someone's Ford F-150 and driving it to Patrick Space Force Base 3 days later. He gets the stolen car, drives it to the Space Force Base.
I didn't realize we already had a base set up.
I know. Yeah, and Patrick runs it apparently. When he gets to the base, deputies say he was hell-bent on warning the government about a fight happening currently between Chinese dragons and U.S. aliens.
Okay.
So he was chasing the dragon literally and probably figuratively.
So are we talking about outer space aliens that are now living in America?
Yeah, I guess so.
Those guys, space aliens?
You got to ask Corey, John. I don't have all the facts here. But to back his claim up, actually, he bolstered it by saying that the president gave him that warning and sent him there on a secret mission, I guess.
Okay.
The cops just basically said, put your hands out. We're cuffing you. You stole a truck.
Lastly this morning, here's a story about a family of four, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, who stabbed each other during a wild knife fight.
Oh, my God.
And we're not talking about feudal Japan here. This happened in Texas last Sunday. Police were called to the home around 11 o'clock at night. They say the fight started out between two adult siblings. The brother came home drunk with a handgun, and he got into a heated argument with his sister. Things got physical, and he lost the gun during the struggle. The mother and the father jumped in to break it up, but it escalated, and at one point, all four of them had a knife in their hands, and all four of them had already been stabbed. Wow. Fortunately, they will all survive. The brother, 25-year-old Manuel Gutierrez, was arrested on 3 charges of aggravated assault, and it's unclear whether any of the other family members will be charged, but they did all have Band-Aids.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
I'm Jacob.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.